And let's check in with Captain Darryl Carpenter, Grand Isle, realscreamers.com. Darryl, good morning. You had a little time off. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, my God, yeah. Went from waking up every morning looking at flat ground and marsh grass to being up in them clear mountain lakes with hills all around. It was very nice.
Yeah, and the weather played a good role in it, too, huh? Just in time.
It did. It stayed. A front didn't come through. A front that we were promised didn't come through to cool it off. It was 92 degrees up in the Ozarks. But them mountain lakes with water temperature about 80 was a sure nice retreat to swim into.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well, now that you're back, what's on the fishing scene down there on the island?
Well, while I was gone, Don, I got a few reports. And, on the days when the weather was nice, some folks went out and ventured out and there's still a lot of fish out front or down on the coast itself. We know that for the last two or three weeks we've been catching fish up in the marsh. I mean, the fish are in their transition. But, while I was gone, the reports were it was calm enough and nice enough that folks went out toward the beach, toward those beachfront reefs and those areas, and they're still packed full of fish. So all of the fish hadn't made their move yet. So the hard part right now is, once this weather calms down, what's it going to be, Monday or so, we're supposed to lose all this wind, and hopefully these flood tides go down. But the hard part is going to be deciding which way do I run, because it seems like, coming up on them ganged up might take a little bit of work, but there's fish everywhere right now. Speckled trout are still running really good. Of course, the redfish are up a little bit further north in the marsh. You got to head up toward that Leeville area, toward that Port Sulphur area, to start getting into any kind of really good redfish territory. But like I said, the hard part now is where do you go? Because you're going to find fish just about anywhere you go.
Yep, and, we got, this was a little bit of an early report, but we had one guy that went down there, and he didn't go very far at all. He was fishing off the bridge, and he loaded up on big bull reds, and it was right after the ride the bull. So there's some bulls around those passes if people want to do some catch and releasing.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, that started, like I said, I think Ride the Bull hit it a little bit early, maybe a week or two early to get them really stacked up in there. But, I mean, that's going to last well into the, November, December area where those bulls are stacked up. But, I mean, this is their time of the year. The point of the regulation of no bulls, keeping no bulls, is to try to increase our breeding stock. So the one thing is, if you're going down, consider a little heavier tackle, because the shorter the fight, the less stress you put on that fish fighting it, the better chance it has to survive. So if that's going to be your thing, think about increasing your tackle size a little bit.
Right, and handle that redfish with TLC, a little bit of care and releasing it. Darryl, we've been asking some of our field reporters and our listeners if there was one regulation that you had the power to change. What would it be for you personally, and which one do you hear from your customers more than anything? Is it the 12-inch trout?
Well, my customers, Don, I'm hearing the 15-inch more than anything else. The 15 fish per limit more than anything else is what I'm hearing. I've had a few regulars that just were no shows this year, and basically they said that 15 fish ain't worth coming for. That's their opinion, not mine.
Maybe they're fishing for not all the right reasons, if they're just looking to come take home as many fish. Can you do that at the grocery store?
Right. My opinion, we'd probably have to revisit the Marine Mammal Protection Act.
Yeah. Do something with them dolphins, huh?
Oh, yeah, we got to. I mean, I agree wholeheartedly that, we're shooting ourselves in the foot trying to, with this 13-inch limit and having to throw back more fish, we're not achieving the goal. The mortality rate has got to be somewhere up around 60-70%.
Well, I don't know if we'll ever see any kind of a control management program on Flipper. I just don't see that coming around. Necessary as it might be to balance the other species, I just don't see it.
Not in our day and age, I promise you.
No, maybe never. Darryl, before you go, let's tell people about realscreamers.com. How do they get a hold of you besides on my website where we got a direct link to you? If they want to get with you and chat about some fall fishing dates and stuff, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, Don, they can go to realscreamers.com, and it doesn't matter how you spell it. We've got them both. or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, have a happy National Hunting and Fishing Day, and glad you had a nice vacation up there. You certainly deserve it.
We're going to do it, Don. I mean, we're still in the relaxed mode, so it's going to be a good day.
Very good. All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks for the report, as always. We appreciate it. Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com.